So tell me about your childhood.
I'm no psychologist, but that was definitely a cry for help.
It was actually quite traumatic.
Oh my gosh, trauma alert.
I definitely did that for attention.
I had a great relationship with my parents, I think.
Hello!
Oh
wow.
My effing gosh.
Holy
wow.
Shit, we're back. Wow. Well, hey, listeners. What?
Oh my God, fam.
Yeah.
All of the fans.
Thanks for tuning in.
You know,
welcome back.
We've missed you. Welcome back.
Yeah.
Boy, am I sweating with joy at the excitement of our guest today. What a
she
dream.
She is so great. We love her.
Oh,
so
talented. You
let's
have no
list,
idea.
Let's
the
list
talent.
All the stuff
we're
going to
list some adjectives.
Okay, so.
We're going to list some adjectives. Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Shining star.
Hilarious.
Talented. Voice of an angel.
Yeah. Great dancer, great body also.
Personality galore. My God.
I love her.
Brightens the room.
She also has, I just got to say this. I mean, Jess and I saw this together. She has a one-woman show. Wow, I'm so bad at describing it, and it's so simple.
It's your favorite show. How could you forget it?
I know it's literally the best show I've ever seen in my life. It's called One Woman Sex in the City, and she plays all the characters. And dear God, it was seeing it.
Dear God.
It was the best night of my life. I mean, I love that. I don't think you get it, Carrie.
Also, you didn't. I saw her show by myself. I think her partner show. What a dream!
Redoing
all the rom-coms.
I saw
Did
that too.
Did we see it together?
Probably. Yeah, that was
Did
amazing too. Holy shit. Six
and
chick
I said,
flicks.
Wow, what a talent.
That shit was amazing. My God.
What a talent.
My God.
Wowie,
well,
wow.
Should we introduce
say her name out loud, Maggie?
Yes. Oh my God. Welcome. Please welcome to our show, Carrie Ipama. Oh my God.
Carrie.
Oh did I say your God. Last name right?
What
did I say
your just last happened? Name, right? You said my last name. You
okay,
did.
Right,
honestly,
right.
I'm so impressed. Okay, every time someone gets to it, I'm like, are they
going
to do it?
I was nervous.
For the record, I'm going to – can you cut that out of the podcast so I can just put that on my dating profile?
Yeah.
I'd be like, hi, if you're interested in me, this is a little bit about me. And I should have that be my ringtone.
Yes.
You know
oh
what I
God.
Mean? Like anytime it's like – I feel like superlative central
mm-hmm.
– I was objectified lovingly. I was like, I mean, praised. It was like, that is everything I
oh,
wanted.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll call it praise.
I mean, every word. And I'll say more stuff too, you know? I won't stop.
Say more stuff.
We are working on the intros
you. Okay.
together because we don't know when to stop.
Yeah, we okay. don't know. We don't know how to introduce people, but we just go for it. You know, like we just don't think and we just go for it. You know,
it's called improv, baby.
I think what I'm most impressed by is that like that was all off.
Oh
book.
Yeah.
None of that was
no,
written
no.
down. Like all of that was like and I gotta be honest with you, you got it so clearly. I think my favorite part was when Maggie couldn't describe my solo show, which is called One Woman Sex in the
I'm
City.
I'm so stupid.
And it's a one woman
I know.
Sex in the City.
I was like, wait a minute, I'm blanking.
That was my
I'm
favorite.
Freaking out. I'm like, dear God, what is it called? Even though I'm like, I know it's about Sex in the City and it's a one woman show and it's literally called that.
I love that you have reviews, Carrie. You have reviews of the intro, so you're like, my favorite part was...
Oh, yeah. I'm so into it.
What was your least favorite part of our opening?
None of it.
Statement?
All of it. Are
you
kidding?
All,
I just
right?
heard two people who I just heard two people who I adore talk about how much they love
oh, yeah.
me. I mean, it makes me uncomfortable. My face is fully
oh,
red.
Oh, good.
But,
good.
Like,
we're all red.
I still love it. I mean,
yeah.
I think it's because my mom... It's from the Midwest and is like, or my parents, like, as much, my parents are fans of mine. They love me, but like, they're realists. They're not like, my parents have never been like, Carrie, you're so special. Carrie, you're incredible. They've been like, you're just like everybody else.
Oh, wow.
But they like, you know, it's like they beat you down a little bit in a good way, in like an Irish Catholic good
because,
way.
Because, you know, you're not supposed to tell your kids that they're special. You're supposed to tell them that you love them and that they're great, but not special. I read that somewhere.
Well, they didn't say I was great. They always said they loved me.
That's
I think
great.
Is important to
that's
know.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. They always said they
my
loved
me. My parents were like, you're special, and now my life is in shambles. And they're like, okay, well, I guess we were wrong. We were wrong about
I
you.
Feel
you
like
are
it's just
not
keeping.
Special. You know?
I feel like it's about keeping expectations fully in check. Yeah. Fully in check. Yeah.
I know.
Because then what happens? Oh. You think you can run for president. Okay.
Oh, shit.
Carrie, how is quarantine going? Tell us about where you've been.
Quarantine has been quarantine. I feel lucky in that, listen, I got a home, I got food, we good. I feel like I've traveled a lot, weirdly.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I was in Chicago for a little bit.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Yeah.
Hometown, baby.
And that's
where,
you're from.
My family is from.
Got it.
And I'm going back we'll get to the family.
We'll
get to Chicago.
Shit.
So in that way, like, it's been nice. Yeah, we're full tilt election season, and I'm looking forward to the end of this. As long as it ends well, although I think I would take this forever as opposed to 4 more years of Donald Trump. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
You'd
rather
be in the limbo purgatory
if the option is 4 more years of Donald Trump or living in election season for 4 more years, I would gladly choose election season 4 more years.
I agree. That's a good
way to put
it.
Does that make sense? Like, where I'm like, I want him to keep auditioning. Yeah. Like, I want him fucking putting makeup on every day, getting out there, making a case for himself, because then he's doing less. Like, he's doing really shitty things, but, like, he can't change any laws right now. You know what I mean? Like, he's so busy trying to make everybody like him, and he's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
He's busy dancing to the fucking YMCA for a crowd of people missing their teeth.
Heart, because isn't the village?
I have no
people,
remorse.
Aren't the village people like gay icons?
Right.
Yeah, he has no idea.
I don't
who
think
they
he
are.
Understands what he's doing. Yeah.
Have you seen? Changed the lyrics to MAGA. Have you seen that?
No, I did not.
God. It's fucking
that is so
vile,
scary.
And it's
that
all these,
is
like,
vomit worthy.
It's all these like white people with no rhythm, which honestly like is on brand for
I get that
community.
That is.
And I, as a white woman, I can say that.
Oh yeah, I mean,
as a white woman,
I wouldn't,
as
you
a
know,
white woman,
as three
I can
white women
all
on
white
the pod
women.
Yeah. Three white women.
Yeah, no, I mean, quarantine. It's rainy today in New York, and that makes me feel so cozy. And I think, like, because we want to be indoors and not doing anything, I feel like whenever it's rainy, I'm like, okay, it's like a semblance of normal, because I wouldn't be going out anyway in this weather if I could avoid it. So who the fuck knows?
I was outside all day, and it was
Maggie
horrible.
Is fully drenched right now, by the way. She's
I gotta tell you, so I mean, tomorrow's my birthday party, so I had to get a leopard fur coat to prepare. So I went to 7 stores in the rain, and it was truly awful. And I was like, but I found
leave,
it, you know.
Can you try it on for us before we leave today?
Of course.
Yeah, also, did you find your birthday crown?
I found 3 different crowns. So
you bought 3?
I bought a crown, and then I had 2 at my parents' house.
Oh,
just
my
on
God.
The floor. Both were on the ground. Both were on the ground.
You should have costume changes.
Also, I was going to bring the other 2 crowns for anyone who's feeling down, you know?
Well, Maggie, do you treat your birthday every year like it's your super sweet 16 with the crown vibe?
Yes. I literally dress up every year. I wear a crown every year, and I wear a slutty outfit, and I invite, every guy I've slept with in the past 4 years.
It is kind of,
I don't give a fuck.
You know what it is? It's like a living museum for you, which I think is fun.
Exactly. Well, I want them to get together and like discuss me. You know, like,
discuss your insides. Yeah. The 2 years ago, you had it at the Infamous.
I had it at Madame X 2 years ago.
I think Madame X went to the one last year.
You were there last year,
which was
Carrie.
At the Folly.
Oh, I remember hugging you, Carrie.
I remember hugging both of
you.
Oh,
that was a good time. I blacked out and left early, you know, so I don't know.
Oh, I remember.
I think people had fun. I hope. And
who
people
cares?
Messaged me the next day, and people messaged me the next day, and they were like, "Where were you? You know, we didn't see you." I was like, "Sorry, I was vomiting at home, I guess."
No brags, no brags. But I was fully face in the toilet.
But
with a fur coat on.
So I hope, and I'm doing ecstasy tomorrow. I'm going to do ecstasy tomorrow, and that's my first time. I think it's going to go horribly. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm pretty nervous. It's going to be in a park and no music. I mean, what am I doing? Like,
you got to bring a speaker. Yeah. You have to bring a speaker.
I don't have one. I got to get a speaker.
You're going to be rubbing up against a tree dancing to no music.
I want like, to get fucked by at least one of the guys, you know, tomorrow.
I think that's like a pretty, like, pretty decent goal. Like, I think it's doable. It feels attainable. Yeah. I think it's a doable goal. And I think like on your birthday, set yourself up for success. And I think the best, my therapist says the best indicator of future behavior is past behavior. Mm-hmm. So I fully anticipate you to be blacked out. And if 2020 has anything to do with it, it's going to be a shit show. So like, honestly, it's a recipe for disaster. I love it for you.
We got therapy alert. We've got a guest in therapy.
Oh, shit.
We love it. We love therapy.
Do you like your therapist?
Yes, I'm obsessed with my therapist. Oh, so I'm great. Fucking obsessed with her.
That's amazing.
Are you guys fucking?
No, I honestly like I want her to be my friend.
Oh, you said you're fucking
obsessed.
Is she attractive?
I'm fucking obsessed. Is she attractive?
She's beautiful.
Okay.
She's
okay,
beautiful.
Okay.
Of course.
Her name
so why do you like
Season.
Her? Stop.
Season?
I'm dead. No. I can't.
Her name is fucking Season. No. And I think it's important to know, I tell this often because it's so fucking good. My dermatologist name is Dr. Helper, and my gynecologist name, the pied de resistance. Do you know what her name is?
Yeah. What is it?
Fucking Allegra Cummings.
Stop it. Oh, no, my God.
Not. Happy Cummings. Wait, no, yes, that is a fact, and so she's incredible, and I'm obsessed with her. If you need a gyno, she's the best.
Gary, you're living in a Sex and the City episode. Stop
it. Oh, my
it.
God.
You're
this
living
is so great. Wow.
New York City in the 90s. There's no way those names are real.
Allegra Cummings.
How dare you?
That's the best.
How dare you lie to us?
Allegra Cummings. And Season, it was funny, I did another podcast where I was bragging about my therapist, and someone had reached out and was like, I was listening to your podcast, like, can you give me the name of your therapist? And I was like, what is ethically, like, because I'll give her first name because Season.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But I'm like, ethically, do I want to be, like, sharing my therapist with people I don't know? Like, and so I talked to her, and I was like, should I share? She's like, I don't know, totally. What do you feel, you know,
interesting.
That whole thing. But,
yeah.
Yeah,
I've talked so much shit about my therapist on so many different podcasts, and
and on Twitter. She has a master's in social work from the NYU.
Okay,
and I met her at this place, which is the best, called Washington Square Institute (WSI). They might be defunct now.
Yes, I've seen it.
Really?
But
I've seen it. Okay,
I love them because they are like a little bit of Yenta matchmaker vibes, and also it was sliding scale. And she's left that practice, but basically, like, for $75, you reach in, locked in. You for $75, you go in, and they're like, here's a questionnaire. They get some woman to – or person, I'm sorry, some person to come out. For me, it was a woman to come out, ask you these questions about your family, your life, your health, all that stuff. And then they take this questionnaire, and they go to a meeting, and they're like, who wants this? Or we think this person would do well with you. And, like, then you meet with them and you get their vibe and then you decide yay or nay.
Love it.
For me, I was just like...
That must be sad for the people that don't get matched up with a therapist.
Well, I had...
And they're like,
no one
wants this shit.
I know. I also... But I've heard some friends that are like, they went and they didn't have that, like, connection right away, that they didn't love it, and then they didn't go back. Where I feel like, to me, my therapist has moved and so we're doing the whole Zoom thing. And honestly, like, the idea of starting over from scratch sounds heinous.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it sounds – I don't want to tell somebody else all about my life. That's, like –
I totally get that. Yeah. I've had so
three
many therapists.
Three sessions, at least.
And I've abandoned them all, and I'm starting to think, like, I'm the problem, you know? Like, because they
– Which therapist told you that was the case is the question.
Well
– Have any of them said, maybe it's you?
Yeah, you know,
how dare
they?
They can't
like,
I feel like I have a feeling maybe it's just me, but Maggie, is your therapist like a little bit like the rules? Like, I feel like your therapist is like, let's break some boundaries. Let's like really gonna go in.
Yes, and I don't like it. Okay, let me tell you this. Now, I think I actually told both of you this, and I don't know if I've said it on the podcast, probably because I have no stories left and I have nothing going on in my life. But anyways, my therapist over Zoom offered me a hug because I was weeping, and I was like, back the fuck up, okay? I didn't like that, that she offered me a hug. And then it was all downhill from there. And then I started lying to her. I started, like, making up. I started being like, I can't make therapy today. I have a family emergency. And then I had to like make up a family emergency for the next session, you know, like nothing happened. I was just like drunk, you know, I just like couldn't make it.
It just turned into a lie, Maggie. That's so dark.
I know. It was really dark. And she was like, how is your
really
father?
Dark.
I was like, he's not well, you know, you know, like, oh. It's fine.
Oh my God.
I don't care. You know, we're done. I'm done with her.
I feel like I would want a hug. But
no,
like I guess
don't,
that's
I didn't
not
like it. She,
how you
I didn't
deal
like
with
it. I think some people would be like, thank you. That is so sweet. You care, you know, but like it just creeped me out. I was like, I don't want to hug you. Thank God we're over Zoom,
it's a little
you know?
Creepy.
Like if we were in person, I would probably leave. I don't know, you know.
Wait, did she? Maybe she said that to offer to extend to be like, if I, you know, I would give you. She wouldn't actually but,
come over
sorry,
to your on Zoom. She comes over to your house fully in a mask and plastic wrap and gives you a hug and is like, I'm here for my hug.
Right. Wow. She knows where I live. And I was like, why do you have to know that? You know?
Oh, I actually know the answer to
this.
Okay,
go ahead.
It's because, there was a time where I'm a rule follower. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning of all of our, Zoom calls or like, you know, teledoc therapy sessions, you have to give them your address where you live. And the reason is because if something happens and you are in danger and they're concerned about you, they need to know professionally so they know to send assistance and send help.
Damn it. You know, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, it's like not that as like sense. It's not as sinister and like and like it's not as like creepy. It's more like to cover honestly it's probably like a malpractice insurance vibe where
totally
like,
is.
They have to
Yeah.
They have to know,
you know
where you are.
I'm no longer in therapy, but when I was in therapy, one time in the middle of our session, she told me I had to leave the room because she had an emergency with one of her other patients. And I was – and
what a bitch.
Right. But, like, that guy was – I was just, like, crying because I was, like, my career. And then, like, some guy was, like,
I'm on a bridge.
So
yeah,
he,
yeah.
like, took priority.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but like that stuff does happen.
It must be, one time I did, because, you know, obviously I was on Zoom too with my therapist, but I did my session because I was going to Jordan's house and our friend Jordan and I was in the park and I was doing my therapy session on a bench in the park. And she was like, where are you? You know? And I had to tell her what park I was in.
Yes.
And, like, there were, like, dogs coming by. And it was just, like, it was a disaster. Like, it just. And she, I felt like she.
But, like, you still showed up.
I know. She's like, are you nearby? I'm like, Jesus.
Where are you? Let me find you. I want to give
you a hug.
And
then I ended things with her. I was like, you know, I don't want to see you anymore. I don't have any money, you know, and she was really cordial about it. And I was like, damn it. Right. You know, I thought she was going to like beg me to stay or some shit, you know, but
you wanted that.
You wanted to, but I've also heard friends who like, when they talk about leaving their therapist or something and their therapist, like really draws a professional line where you're like, how is that fucking allowed? Like
that's crazy.
Sending an angry email after the fact. Like,
yeah.
Very happy that that's not my therapist vibe.
Right. And you're like, good. I'm glad that I'm not staying with you. You psycho.
Yeah, fuck you.
Go to therapy.
Yeah, I wish. Seriously.
Right.
It's like the blind leading the blind out there.
Wow. So, Carrie, we're so glad to know that you're a real follower and that you're mentally well as of right now. We're going to dive in.
So excited.
Hit us and slap us in the face. With your first childhood mem,
so excited.
Baby. Also, sorry for the late notice.
Oh, yeah. We told you like 30 minutes before this to like think of some memories. Sorry.
I know. I like wrote down a bunch that I had and I figure like I wait.
Totally.
I like figure out
totally.
Where this leads to. You know what I mean? Like it's like a choose your own adventure. But I'll do like one of my first memories, which was like I think I was maybe 4 years old and I was at Marshall's.
Yep.
You heard of it.
Uh-huh.
Max and Issa vibes. Mm. And I was in a cart and it was at the time, they don't make them anymore like this, but there was a, they had a seatbelt. Do you remember when carts had a seatbelt?
In the top little part.
Yeah.
In the little top part.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The
I
top
loved that.
Little part. Yeah. And I'm the youngest of three. So my sister is like sitting in the big back, right? And then my brother is pushing the cart. And I totally could have this reversed. It's a memory. They're not totally my siblings, if they heard that, they're gonna be like, that's wrong, but whatever. Mm. And my brother was like, do you wanna go fast? And my mom was like looking for sales. She's like checking out
totally.
What are
the
vibes? What discounts can she get? And my brother's like, do you want to go fast? And I was like, hell yeah. I didn't say that. I was like 3 or 4. Anyway, he starts pushing the cart. And I think the weight, my sister in the back, the weight distribution. But it like lost control. And the cart tipped over. And I'm buckled in. So I can't even like get out or move. Oh, you just become like a floppy like ragdoll vibes. And so the cart flips over. And my sister like is fine. And my head smacks the pave, the linoleum, and I like fully remember the linoleum covered in blood because my two front teeth fell out.
My God.
So my like two front teeth, and I remember my mom called the dentist right away, and the rest of it is kind of a blur. But I remember her taking me into the bathroom to like clean my mouth out, to, you know, because there's just blood. And so for the first couple years, I mean, for like a year or two, I had fake teeth.
Oh, no way.
They were my baby teeth. So like, they weren't. Yeah. So like I fully had like chiclet vibe teeth, and then they would always fall out because I'm just a klutz.
I love that your mom like called the dentist instead of took you to the emergency room for like your head or concussion. It was like, I can't have
this
my
is all
kid
purely
be
aesthetic, purely an aesthetic issue.
For the record, in my mom's defense, my memory of it, not factual. Do you know what I mean? She probably called 911 or she saw that I was like conscious, not 911. I don't know. Truth be told, I do not know who she called first.
Marshall's police.
She was like, she called Marshall's security guard. They were like, woman, get out of here. But I do remember like my mom, I have this distinctive memory of like my mom hoisting me on her hip. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I could be conflating this with every time I was in trouble and like my mom just like picking me up and walking me out. But like I remember being in front of like the mirror. Blood.
Like blood in your mouth. Oh my God. Wait, this is
and
crazy
the
though.
Teeth were a fucking look, man. Well, I'm going to look for a photo and
yes.
show it
oh
to you.
Oh my God. Please. Send us a photo.
We love that.
We'll post it on the promo, you know?
Yeah. Love that.
But this is the crazy part. It's like, okay, so you were 4. So, you said these were your baby teeth, right? So, like, but what's
they were
crazy.
My baby teeth, yeah.
Like, I can't believe you had fake teeth because I think if
you
my
had
mom.
Baby teeth?
My
it
mom
like
would be like, wow,
Dennis
whatever. Yeah, like my mom would have been like, let her be toothless until she grows new teeth, you know? Like, it's crazy that your mom was like,
they're
no,
like,
let's get her some fake teeth, you know?
It's like, good for me. Because I think it was like, because it was like 2 years. I think that like.
Oh, okay, okay.
That is like an aggressive thing. Hold on, let me see. I'm going
to
show you the
like
picture.
The front two are gone for 2 years, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like she's like, Carrie can't chew anything. And I looked
yeah.
heinous.
That makes
I did
sense.
Look heinous. Like, let's just be honest here. Hold on. Oh, fuck. Wait, hold on. I actually want to show you. Do we have time to look?
Of course.
For this,
of course.
Or should I wait till later?
We have nothing going on. Please show us.
Please show us. Like, Carrie, it's. Oh
Carrie, yeah.
And then I can't wait to ask about if you have trust issues with your brother now.
Oh, yeah. We got to get into that. Yeah.
Just like
yes.
putting
do
that
you blame your brother for this?
No, I never blamed him. I never blamed my brother for this. Okay, I think you can't know that this one's just like horribly unflattering.
Oh
my
God. You
are so
God.
Cute.
You blonde.
Wow.
Look, blonde 90s.
Look at that.
You're honestly gorgeous. Like that is
and more importantly, like how flexible is she?
I was just going to say like your legs are really spread out, you know.
Thank you. I'm actually in the same position now. So don't
perfect.
Be fooled.
You are
she's spread eagle
in your show.
I'm truly
oh my God,
we forgot
is,
to say
are.
Flexible in your intro.
I know.
You were like
you were like flipping over the chair. I was like, "Jesus. Like I can't
yeah.
even process
you.
This."
Yes.
It was
thank
amazing.
You so much.
Did
I
you
really
dance
honestly,
and do gymnastics as a child?
I did gymnastics as a child, and I danced. I actually, I was primarily a dancer when I went to school. So
hell
in school
yeah.
for musical theater.
She was a dancer, she
I
says.
Love it.
I was a dancer. And
she
I,
says.
Honestly, truth be told, the only reason dance was the first time I ever like tried to be funny and it worked because I wasn't funny. All my friends make fun of me for not being funny.
Wait, it worked
and my
in
family.
Dance?
Here's why, because I wasn't that good. Like, I was good, but I was on the bad side of good. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Or, like, I was in a good school, like, I could keep up, but, like, I wasn't that good, or I was in levels lower because I started late in life. And
that made you funny?
Well, because it was the only thing I could do because I was so insecure and I wasn't as good as everyone. But if I could make them laugh, like, my insecurities were fine.
Totally.
Oh, you know feel? What? I get that. We had one of those too.
Yeah. I feel like it's like I was – because I went to school, like, for musical theater. So mm-hmm. part of my curriculum was in dance, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, like, anyway, that's neither here nor there is flexibility. Yo, what's most important is I fully had, like, little white chiclet teeth.
Wow.
With my, like, bright blonde hair. I looked like, you know, the whitest child
Were
they mismatched? Like, wow. Was the colors?
Oh,
the colors
1,000% mismatched. Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I will post, I will show you a picture. It's like, yes. Like, I need to find it. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere in my photos, and I will. Oh my God, it's on my Instagram. Yes. What am I saying?
I'll find it.
Yes, we'll search on my Instagram. We'll she's there. Yeah, she's there.
So
yeah.
Wait, I have a question about the teeth. So when you were growing in, like, your new teeth, were you like, oh, mm-hmm. like, okay, like, do I still use my fake teeth on top of my new teeth, or did you wait till the new teeth were there? Like, do you remember?
Right.
Did honestly, you glue them on, the nuggets?
I glued them, like chiclets. No, honestly, I think it was the fact that, like, I kept losing the fake teeth. Like, my brother's baseball game, I was, like, walking and I would just, like, face plant. I was running to a neighbor's house and I face planted and my teeth would fall out.
Oh my God.
So, like, it was a common practice. And so I think eventually my mom was like, okay. They're coming in eventually, but every time I would get x-rays, they would see where they were coming in.
Mm, I see. But what a brilliant way to scam the tooth fairy. Like, every night you could just put your fake teeth under there and try and get money.
Again, the Catholic guilt is so strong in me. I'd be like, I don't want to break any rules. Like, I can't. I don't know.
Bow, 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 bow. We got a religion.
I love it. Oh, my God.
She was raised religious. Raised religious.
Is this supremacist? Are there hot words that I don't know and then I hit them?
Honestly, I don't know. Jess is surprising me with all of this. I didn't know that. Like,
I love it. You should have
a
whole. You should have sound effects for whoever announces they're in therapy, yes. And then anytime religion comes.
Oh my God, yeah.
If they're raised super religious, I just think that that's like, this has influenced your childhood
totally.
In some way.
Oh yeah, and your whole
for
life.
For the record,
For
the record, I was not raised super religious.
Okay, okay.
I was raised as a Christer, which I don't know if you've heard. It's when it's you only go to Christmas and Easter mass. Holy days.
Yeah.
But, like, I went to CCD. I didn't go to a Catholic school. I'm not like Maggie, okay?
Not a slut. Okay.
You're the good kind, Carrie.
I'm the good kind where I was, like, a public school kid who Maggie knows damn well what it was like to have the public school kids come on the weekend for religious ed.
I do remember.
And use your fucking chair and, like,
you know.
Really fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
We were assholes, but I was the nice one because I didn't touch it because I was so afraid of getting in trouble.
Right. Mm. So you were a really good kid. Like, you were very, like, gold star.
I think everyone would beg to differ.
Okay.
But like, I think I was, like, pretty mild mannered. Like, I didn't cause much trouble.
Yeah.
Like, my sister and I, my brother and I, we fought a lot, but I think that's just, like, being a kid with siblings.
Totally.
What's the age difference?
My sister's 5 years older than me. My brother's 3 years older than me.
That's pretty close. All pretty close. Yeah.
That's real nice.
Pretty close. But, like, I feel like my sister, who's 5 years older than me, weirdly, like, she finished the journey. It's the
say
climb,
it.
Baby.
Say
she
it.
She finished the journey when I got there.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, when I got to elementary school, she's like, I'm in junior high now.
Right.
And then when I was like, I'm in junior high now, she's like, bitch, I'm in high school. And then I was like, okay, I'm in high school now. And she's like, fuck you, I'm in college.
Right.
And then I was like, I'm in college. And she's like, go fuck yourself, I'm in the real world. Just die. Yeah. And so I think.
Did you guys match up now? Do you match up now?
Are you? Yeah.
No.
Is she still like that?
She's like.
Like, because you're both in the room.
She just holds it over
so
your head.
So different.
Really? Okay.
She's so, she's an accountant. She's brunette. She's short. Like,
this
she
is
and
so
I,
weird. Oh, my God.
She's so beauty. She's.
But you're so beauty.
She and I
what?
Are so different.
Yeah, don't you
Hello.
Dare say you're different by saying she's
We're going
beauty.
Back to the intro.
But
Let's remember the intro. Okay.
But she's like, but we're just so different, but also we're alike in ways that sometimes you're like, ooh. Ooh.
Is she married with kids and all that jazz?
No. So
okay,
that's
so then
she and
you guys
I
are matched.
Got it.
Yeah. You're both
Thank
in the
God.
Real world.
Oh my God. If that's good.
We're both like very different members of the real world. We're like she has like a very good job. She's super good at what she does, and I'm like, I would love
who cares? No,
any money at this point.
But
because
does
my
she
job
have the voice
canceled.
Of an angel?
She does have a good singing voice. My brother my brother has a beautiful singing voice.
Wow.
My mom is fully tone deaf. It's nice.
Wow. That's so interesting. Nice. Does your dad have singing?
Does he sing? My dad
talent?
Has like, yeah, my dad can hold a tune. He's a good little singer.
Do the three of you like, sing? Singers come like from? Do the three of you sing together? Like, was that a thing?
We're not the fucking Von Trapps. Relax.
I was going to say, are
like,
you all like,
the Ipamas? are you guys a band? Like, whoa.
No, my
singing
sister,
on road trips.
My sister does not like to sing in public, but she's got a good voice.
Yeah.
I guess this is will lead me to another childhood memory
sweet.
That I wasn't planning on telling.
Slip
but
us
I
in,
will.
Baby.
Do it.
Number
we
two.
Love
I
will, a natural segue. So, great.
Natural.
So rare for us. Go on.
My grandma, who's like the most amazing person in the whole wide world. I could do a whole world about her. But her and her sister. So my grandma is one of four, and she has a twin. And so every Christmas and Thanksgiving – We would go to her sister's house, and we would have like 40 people on my mom's side. My mom, her cousins, you know, my side. So it was like a huge family thing, mm-hmm. right?
I love that.
And it became like this unspoken rule where it was kind of like battle of the fittest. That's not what I want to say. Survival of the fittest. No, it's like battle of the bands, essentially, where like the grandmas would all be like, my grandkid's way better than yours, and would like pimp us out in a way. So like my grandma, my cousin Colleen is a really good singer as well. And so my grandma would be like, Colleen, sing. Or like, Carrie, can you just sing? Carrie, sing. Sing, 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 sing. And I'd be like, no, I'm not going to sing. Because I didn't want to. Mm-hmm. Like, I was nervous. It's a holiday party.
Oh,
like,
so much pressure.
No, I don't want to fucking sing. Yeah. And one time my grandma looked at me and she was like, I'll give you a dollar. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Thanks for paying me. And then the other time my grandma looked at me fully serious and she was like, this could be my last Christmas.
Oh, grandma. Weaponizing that old age.
She's
baby.
So
fully
worked, though. It totally worked, right?
Is you she know. Still alive? Did she lie to
she's
you?
She's still alive. Oh and she's 89.
Wow.
No, yeah, she's 89.
Young.
She's the most incredible person in the world. I could do another story about. Are we doing first memories?
You
or
can
is
do
any
whatever. It's very loose.
Can wait. I? Can Carrie. I do a segue also of another
story? Of
course,
story you can totally
so
segue,
forever.
But can I ask, she's still alive? Is her twin still alive?
Oh. No, their names are Elaine and Eileen.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Are they identical or fraternal?
This is a little – no, they're, okay. They're
okay.
Fraternal.
Okay. Because I would just, like – I would love to see a pair of old
me
twins.
Me
like,
oh,
what
my God.
They look like?
Mike, they were, like
– were they best friends? Were they rivals?
This is a crazy
like,
story. No, they were best friends. They moved around a lot. They were, like, in the Great Depression. They were born in 31, so it was,
wow.
like – they were the family.
Love
isn't it so
that
funny
Dust
that
Ball
all,
fam.
Yeah, isn't that so funny, though, that, like – I've been thinking about this a lot where like our kid or, you know, whenever we had to do a report on the Great Depression, it was like, ask an old person in your life.
Yep.
And
yeah.
My grandma was born in 31. Like she probably doesn't remember the Great Depression
right.
that vividly.
Right. Yeah.
But I think similarly, like if we ever have kids or grandkids or whatever, like they're going to be like, what was 2020?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're going to be
yeah.
answering
oh, God.
So many fucking book reports. But
well,
my grandma, when she was a kid, she lived in New York for like a minute because her dad traveled a lot for work. And her sister, she tells a story. She tells the same story over and over again. But she and her sister and their younger sister, my Aunt Pat, walked across the George Washington Bridge because
nice.
They lived uptown. Mm. And they went under the turnstiles and they got the world's largest hot dog for 25 cents in Jersey. But on their way, they hung their baby sister over the George Washington
oh my God.
Bridge.
Oh, God.
And I was like, Grandma, what if you dropped her? And she goes, that would be a very different story than Carrie.
Oh, my
God. She's a
God.
Fucking firecracker, that woman. I love her
wow,
so much.
Wow, that's insane. Like, wow.
She's way cooler than me is really what it is. And it's like, I think I just, all I want to be is my grandma.
Right. Can you imagine? My sister used to, like, just pull my hair and, like, throw me up against the wall
Whoa.
And choke me. But,
yeah,
like,
same.
Oh, shit.
You know, natural bullying and physical violence, but, like, being tossed over a
yeah,
bridge
that's
sounds
horrifying.
Like
at least she was a baby.
Ten
but
times
like, at
worse.
At least she was a baby.
She was
I'm
not
now
tossed
grateful.
Over the bridge. She was hung over the bridge.
Wow.
Either way. Because
she would have died. Full disclosure, if a baby yeah. was tossed over the George Washington
Sorry,
Bridge.
Yeah, like, it's
C-E-A-D dead.
Right.
Well, that would have been a much different story than Carrie.
At least it was like a
wow.
baby, so it's like it's not like it's like a 4-year-old. It's like, please stop, you know? Like,
right.
like
oh, it was a baby.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay, my Aunt Pat knows no, she doesn't know
right.
any better. I mean,
right.
what did it hurt her? She was like, this is breezy, how fun.
Yeah.
Ah, right? My God. Whoa. Life back then, 25 cents for a hot dog and a
can
little
you believe
cross over the bridge.
Wait, so
hold on. I have to adjust because okay? I'm not comfortable
in a split. You're no longer in a split? Okay.
Wait.
Look at that
flexibility.
I have
a question. The story when you were singing, did you end up singing like when she gave you the dollar? You did?
Yeah, I did. Of course I did.
What were your go-to tunes?
I love a money.
Give us a sample. We'll give you a dollar.
Oh my God, I sing a lot from like Music Man.
Nice.
That's what grandmas fucking love.
Love
Music
that
Man.
Shit. Amazing Grace, but I only knew one verse.
That's good. That's
so lonely of you.
What else did I sing? I say, oh, this was older, but I think I sang You Go To, like, so just some, like, standard American songbook tunes. But, like, she did this way too much, where she'd be like, sing, sing, sing. I think when they're, you know, the dementia has set in, so I think she doesn't ask me to sing as much, which, like, you know, choices. Maybe I should be
maybe you should just sing.
More.
Don't even, maybe don't wait back. For her to ask, you know? Just go for it.
Yeah, okay.
She'd
like,
love it.
You sound like a bitch. Yeah. Just fucking sing for your grandma, you whore.
If that I had your voice, Carrie, I'd sing
oh my God.
To all the old people.
It would like brighten up her world, I feel like, you know.
You can bring her memory back.
Yeah,
it'll be like the Notebook to part two.
Part two.
They should have just had a grandchild sing to them.
That's all she needed, and that would have cured her Alzheimer's. I think my grandma, like, listen, she's a firecracker. At my brother's wedding recently, she was, like, screaming fuck Trump out the window.
Oh,
like,
nice.
She hates Trump.
A grandma
like,
who hates Trump. That's
him.
Different, you know?
We love
that. He's the fucking worst. And then when we were growing up, she would wear, during the 2004 election, everybody bought her pins that said ABB, which stood for anybody but Bush.
Wow.
She was like, what
she's not a Repub.
She is not a Repub. She is a Democratic. I asked her as a kid, I was like, because my family is split in that my dad's conservative, my mom's liberal. And I remember asking my grandma, like, what's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat? And she was like, Democrats are for the poor, Republicans are for the rich.
Oh, shit.
Your grandma said that?
I mean, it's kind of true.
All that defines the parties now is Democrats want people to live and Republicans want this amount of people to live.
Yeah.
And Republicans believe, like, for people that are, like, science deniers, they sure do have a lot of, like, evolutionary policies. You feel? Or not client deniers, but they're, like, science deniers.
Yeah.
For people that believe in, like, Big Bang and that God created the world, it's like, girl, then...
You know,
I don't know,
but
pick a fucking lane.
I feel like Democrats are empaths and Republicans are sociopaths. Is that too far?
You know... No,
it's not too far.
I hear what you're saying. Again, I think it's important to note we all love someone who voted for Trump. I think that's important to recognize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And I also am going to say something a little controversial. Like, I do find that in IRL, some conservatives are more generous than liberals.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh my God,
in terms of tipping, in terms of, like, social interaction, in terms of, like, generosity.
They're a lot nicer.
Of, like, giving out things to people, right? Like, being like, how many... Whereas I feel like, I don't know what it is. It's like, what gets stopped in the process where it's like, you're so kind and wonderful one-on-one, but your policies don't just support the people that you're kind to. So it's like, and similarly, I'm sometimes like with, you know, some people on the left, like we're talking about caring for people and being open and kind, but we are cannibalizing ourselves in such a profound way and like not meeting each other with empathy. And I'm like, where is that? Like those wires are crossed.
Yeah. It's weird. Like my dad is like obsessed with, you know, Syria and he like cries about Syria, but he like doesn't call his son, you know, give a fuck about his children, you know, like he's like, what about the children in Syria? My children, I don't care. They're probably, you know, like
that.
It's really weird.
Shit. I've heard it a while. My dad really cares about Syria. Doesn't call my brother.
So. He doesn't.
It's all about balance. But I guess like I don't subscribe to this belief system, but like, we're definitely all contradictions within ourselves, but
of
also
course.
Furthermore, like we, yes, I said furthermore, relax.
oh, love it.
I think like maybe we just can't go all one way. Like, we have to, like, something has to balance.
It's about a balance, baby. Balance diet, balance way of beliefs. Because what liberals do, and especially on social media, and it bothers me so much, is the language where it's like Instagram pages like, here's why you're doing it wrong. And it's like, oh, you believe this? Try again. That's colonialism. And you're like, what? I didn't know that. And why can't we have an open dialogue about what's supposed to be accepted? Because then you're just condemning language and behavior, and then you're not going to progress with that. Exactly. Right. You're you're doing it wrong.
And I will say, like, it is tough. I think now it's like this conversation, I think, that we're all coming to terms with of, like, recognizing is that the inherent bias that we all have in our lives. And I think why conservatives are so against being called racist is there's a difference between intent and malice and not being informed and understanding, like, existing biases. And I think that,
right,
like, that I think is a big conversation. And I think there are people that make mistakes, and I know I've made mistakes, like, and I will make mistakes, and I'm afraid of making mistakes 1000%, but, like, I need to learn. you know what I mean? But I would love it if people approached it to be like, hey, like, you shouldn't do that.
We all should learn. But that's the thing. Yeah. I feel like people aren't willing to, like, learn.
And we have, to learn. Yes. And we also have to do the work on our own. Like, we can't make people point it out to us. It's like a fucking tough
You have racket. To come to the realization on your own. Right. If someone's trying to convince you, like, it's not going to work. There's no convincing.
Well, I mean, like, a Trump supporter, I remember having conversations with, like, family members where I'm like, hey, like, that language isn't totally appropriate, or, like, that stated language, and, like, I know your heart, I know you're not a bad person, I know that's not the vibe, but, like, we have to listen to other people's perspective and realize that we have to respect what they want to be called, blah blah blah.
Here's the thing that's different now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, Maggie.
Go ahead.
The Trump voters 2016 versus Trump voters now, at a certain to an extent, when you start to support someone knowing what you know now, that is beyond manipulation, that is beyond ignorance, that is, you are supporting someone who stands for racist, misogynistic, xenophobic ideals that are harmful to other people. And then you're no longer just saying, I'm voting because of this solo reason, this singular issue that I care about. Like, you're voting for a criminal who does all of these horrific things knowingly.
Right. I honestly fully don't, but there are people, like, again, like, I'm trying to, and here's the thing is, like, I think what we talked about, empathy, of, like, there's moments where I feel bad for people. Like, I feel bad when people get caught, or, like, you know, like, this is maybe a controversial thing to say, but when Trump was hearing vote him out at Ruth Bader Ginsburg's memorial, half of me was basking in the joy of him finally hearing how we feel about the man. But part of me also felt bad for him, because I know, like, that is, like, must be really, like, that is, that's the, his worst nightmare, you know? And I was embarrassed about that, but I was like, no, the part of me that felt bad for him is the part of me that's makes me better than him, right?
Yes. Like,
the fact that we can still feel bad for someone who we hate is actually the fucking point, right? Mm. It's like, I don't want to be a vindictive ass. And by the way, for the record, fucking hate on him. Do you? This is not prescriptive. There's, yeah, it's not.
I kind of get off on hating him, so I might. I don't.
Me too. You know what?
Fuck, sorry. Yeah, do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. But I can't. Oh, man. I guess I can't. Like, I'm like this, and I also think too is, like, it also instills fear in me when, like, the shit like that happens. I'm like, he's gonna fucking lash out. Like, so it's like a very, I don't know if I'm making much sense, but, like.
You are. And I will tie this into a part of your nature, so you are as a person and where you come from, and to regional kindness that you claim to have, which is.
That's right.
I'm from the
Midwest.
I could never hurt a fly. And I
except
remember
for the fruit flies at my house, I'll fucking kill them. But,
murder them. Murder
and
them.
And fly on Pensit.
But I'm like, if I can feed people, game on. Like, if I if I had the means, like, I should be making casseroles all the time and sending them on to people.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I love that.
But I remember when dare we say the name, but Accomplice.
Oh my God, Accomplice.
You said it.
For our listeners out there, we used to work for an interactive theater company.
Well, we had Jen on and we were like, should we say it? Oh, I don't know.
We should bleep it, actually. Like when we do this, bleep it.
And they'll never know.
We used to work for a beep.
Yep.
But I remember when you used to play the mean waitress all the time, Carrie.
Oh, yeah, you were so good at that.
You were so good, but at the end, you would always, I just remember you being like, it's so hard for me to be mean because I'm from the Midwest. And like, that was your thing. That's a part of the regional compassion that you're like, I just don't understand how people could support something that has these policies, but like, you're just so nice. The same with Charleston, South Carolina, where it's like, everyone's like, oh, friendliest town in America. And then they like hate
anyone
who's not white.
I mean, my family from, Pittsburgh, Western Pennsylvania, like they love Trump, you know, they're obsessed.
Oh,
like with my mom and like message her on Words with Friends being like, I'm voting for Trump. You know, and she's like, why are you attacking me on Words with Friends?
Girl, I'm just trying to play a fucking word, dude. Yeah. Like, why and the she's fucking like, hostility? Are you,
exactly. And but they are so nice. Like, they're the sweetest. Like, you know, they support. It's so sad because they
so
support
strange.
Him, like, literally because of abortion. That's it.
That's what's going on today.
That's it.
It's horrifying.
I mean, how sad is that? You know? And I want to be like, I almost got an abortion the other week, you know? Like, I just want to be like, listen, I have unprotected sex all the time. I don't know what I'm doing, you know?
I find, like, I have family members that, which I think is vile, and I abhor it, dare I say the word. But, like, I'll be like, so it was at Thanksgiving in 2016. He had just been elected. And my mom is like known as the liberal. I'm obviously the crazy liberal, wacko liberal, sure. Mm. And at Thanksgiving, they're at my parents' house and my uncle gifts my mom a Trump Pence sign.
Oh, God.
Or no, it was Christmas Eve.
Wow.
We're a family divided. My mom's side is very liberal. My dad's side is very conservative. And so they bring this into the house and give it to my mom as like a funny joke. And it's like, and so my mom just is like, well, I guess we can say pussy now. So pussy, pussy. And there's like children everywhere.
Oh,
and like, oh, shit.
I mean, yeah,
next morning I woke up and I tore it up. I asked my mom's permission and I kind of got like a slap on the wrist. And I was like, I asked mom if she was okay if I tore it up. And I did. And then a couple days later, my uncle sent me golf balls that he got for Christmas that had Trump Pence 45, on it.
What's his deal?
And I was like, but the thing is to me that's upsetting is like when Obama was president, I don't remember sending antagonistic emails to
it's
people.
Vindictive.
Like I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember instigating people in that way where it's like, ha ha ha, I won. It's like, no, it's like.
You know what it is? It's the same, like, haha, snowflake. You're so sensitive. It's almost exploiting a party of people who have feelings and being like, you're weak. And because you're weak, I'm exploiting that. And I'm going to send you shit because I know that this hurts your feelings. It's about hurting feelings. And that's all that Trump fucking does is tweet to hurt people's feelings. What kind of leader does that?
And do you guys like go in? I do my best thinking when I'm in the shower. And I was, there's so many times after this that I like, I just imagine of what I wanted to say and I didn't say.
I do that all the time.
So like, the one that I recently landed on, and I haven't used it yet, but because we're not going to be with our big family for the holidays because of the virus, I just imagined being like, hey, like, because the whole reasoning behind sending that, doing these things is like, it's fun, right? Like, we're just joking. Like, it's a joke. It's all with humor, with a smile on our face. Why aren't you laughing? And I have this moment where I'm like, I know you're doing it for your entertainment and that's fine, but like, you got to just let me know. If you want to let me know, actually, it's my job. I'm an actor. I'm a comedian. So like, honestly, if you want to make the joke, you should include me in on it. Mm. And in which case you should fucking pay me for it. And I'm happy to be your scapegoat. But like, honestly, like, I cost a lot of money. And even though I'll give you a fucking friends and family discount, guess what? You still won't be able to fucking afford it.
Until you
fucking include me in on the joke. No. If you don't include me on the joke, then you're a fucking bully. That's not comedy. That's a bully.
Yeah,
and I would know
bullying.
Because it's my fucking
job.
I think, honestly, Carrie, I feel like you could say that on a family Zoom, you know? Like,
yeah.
Why not?
Carrie, like, I have the perfect gift that you can make for your uncle or whatever, whoever sent it.
Because everybody's like, he's just so fun. Like, that's his humor. He likes to get a rise out of you. That's
all right,
his humor.
Well, here's his rise.
Then he's being manipulative and an asshole. Like, what part of that is funny?
It's depressing. Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I just got angry.
It's okay. We love anger on this show.
We love anger.
Yes, we do.
I know. We've really gone on tangents. I apologize.
No, that's okay. We never really address politics here, so I'm glad that you are
you
one.
You are, you're the smartest guest we've had in a while.
I don't know.
No, it is true.
Not necessarily. You are smart and brilliant.
You are.
But we're not.
Sound smart, though, on the podcast. Make me sound woke as fuck.
Oh, yeah. Okay. This is the wokest episode we've had yet.
Carrie, here's what you're going to send your uncle. The same two Trump golf balls, okay? And then you're going to buy one single mushroom and then tape them all together and then just send them.
Oh, I love that.
And be like, why are you so, and then he'll be like, that's disgusting. I'll be like, why are you such a snowflake?
Ugh,
exactly. And then that's the end of it.
Badass.
Okay?
And that's the end of it. I just have to ignore him. I just have to, honestly, I've started ignoring him.
Does he, like, harass Vince? Are you guys in, like, a group
chat? No, he just will send me. This has happened a while ago, and I've stopped engaging, so it's stopped.
You should re-engage.
But I'm also like, girl, like, I'm your fucking family.
Yeah,
this is how you're going to treat your fucking family?
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
Again, girl, I'll give you the family and friends discount, I round up. Consider me a lawyer. I charge by the hour, okay? A minute over, 2 hours.
Wow. Mm.
And I'll fucking give you my Venmo information and an invoice. You do?
What about your siblings? Are they liberal too or no?
We are a rainbow family of politics. And honestly, I'm very grateful for that. Mm. It's frustrating, but I'm very glad to have the opposite side perspective.
Wow.
Not that it ever makes sense. I also am, I guess, a masochist in that I do watch Fox News.
Oh,
wow. You hate watch, yeah?
I hate watch, but I more so just like to see what they're saying.
It's curious.
Because
yeah, it's interesting. Like,
yeah, you have to.
It's also like if I'm going to have a conversation with someone who disagrees with me, I have to be informed about how they get their news. You know, like, I have to look and be like, I have to go where they get their opinion.
But see, that's so great. But like, a conservative would never do that. You know what I mean? Like, a conservative like would never like watch Amy Goodman, Democracy Now, and be like, you know, I see where you're coming from because I just watched Democracy Now. You know what I mean? Like, they just like liberals go to like 5 different news sources to access the truth. Whereas like conservatives, like, they're just like, this is the truth. You know what I mean? Like, whatever's being fed to me.
Right.
Which I think sad.
Yeah, I think it's like we have to challenge ourselves. I had a conversation the other day where I was like, what if we're wrong? Like, what if all these crazy people are right? And it was Matt McCroskey who was like, you know, I think we have to be comfortable. Like, we will be wrong about something big in our lives at some point. Like, nobody's right all the time. And he was like, but I just doubt that this is that one.
It's
like, I really fucking doubt that it's this one.
I don't think it's
I think
present
the
moment.
Fact of the matter is, like, I don't think it's a present moment. And I have to, like, again, like, we have to be better than the people that are just following blindly. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to be just someone, like, the same people, and we'll get off this, I know, but, like, the same people that are supporting Trump are the same people that want politicians out of office and have a disdain for traditional politicians, yet they're sycophants for this guy. And I'm so fascinated at how those that exists in the same person, where it's like, you don't even realize. It's like why I'm so fascinated by cults. Right, it's like, you think you'll never be involved in a cult, but like,
you are,
you're fucking in it right now. This is a cult.
The same people, like evangelicals who are believing that he's the holiest man, like, he has committed all 7 of the deadly sins. What are the deadly? Not the
religious. Seven deadly sins. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he's literally committed every single one of them throughout his entire life. And so for an evangelical to say like, this person is not a politician, but he's this. And now finally there's a whole mass of them who are saying, nope, he's a false prophet. There's evangelicals that are, I mean, obviously they're still fucking insane because they're saying he's a false prophet and our president's not supposed to be a prophet.
Yeah.
But that's like, it's, he's a little not twisted, a leader, yeah. Because yeah. of these things. So for me, now I'm like, I have to side with these fucking people now, like the evangelicals.
Wow. I'll side with whoever is going to get that fucking guy out of there. Like, also, like, you know, I understand, like, our country exists with two sides, and I think it's important to understand the opposite side so that you can have a productive conversation. But like, the way that the courts are going is so fucking scary. Mm-hmm. It's like, a 6-3 decision is not helpful. Like, we need to have a court that actually is representative of our country. Like, we can't just have, it's just, anyway, okay, we'll move on because I'm about to get pissed.
Carrie, do you want to have children?
Yeah, I do.
Is this podcast great?
And that's a big thing on the Hinge. It's great. Well, I can talk for hours. I do want to have kids one day. Not now. And of course, I like lie on dates and be like, I don't need kids. Like, I'm so fun and carefree. No, I'm kidding. You look at me and you're like, oh, she likes to feed people. She wants to be a mom. She has huge tits. So clearly she's fucking maternal as shit.
Are you going to be a pizza bagel mom where you're like, kids, and then
girl,
the bell
I'm
rings.
A pizza bagel adult. Yeah. Like, at the Halloween party that I had last year, I bought a bulk thing of pizza bagel bites, pizza bagels, and I pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at breakfast time. Amazing. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat fucking pizza.
Do you want to?
We had them at that bar, Maggie.
Oh, that's right. We went to a bar and they fed us pizza bagel. Bagel bites. I was like, hell,
it was really
so good. They were like, we're sorry. I was like, I'm not. Like, this is amazing. Like,
why would anyone be sorry about? Are you kidding? Like, bring me nostalgia. And also, but they don't taste as good as I remember.
I mean, I was wasted, so like, I, you know, it was all good. Like, I was fine with it. But I hear what you're saying.
Drunkies. Oh, like, I'm like, should I just get drunk tonight so I can eat drunk because it tastes so much
better? Last night, I got so hammered alone. I was doing a Zoom show, and then I suddenly got so high and hammered in my room. Like,
ooh, that's the dream,
it was
baby.
Great.
That's the best time
dream.
To eat.
Yeah.
Oh, it tastes so good. Okay, official mem.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Share another memory.
You shared the singing mem. You shared, like, a little side mem. You had your teeth. You had...
grandma, and then and then the baby off
here's,
the bridge.
Here's another one. I'll do this one. Yeah. So when I was a kid, so my mom worked a lot. Both my parents worked. And so it'd be on our first day of school. My mom loves pictures, like loves camcorders, all that stuff. And so much so that she actually used to have all of the negatives. Now it's like on the computer, but she used to have all of the negatives in a safety deposit box in a bank because she was always like, if your home caught on fire, the only thing that can't be replaced are photos, is what she said. Deep
really
shit,
intense.
Right?
I mean, it's real.
So she loves a memory. Like, she loves, like, she just loves preserving that shit. So what she
liberal.
Would do is, because it'd be like, you know, you're fine. It'd be kindergarten. And she did the same thing for vacations where it'd be our first day of school and she'd take out the big fucking 90s camcorder and she'd be like, okay, walk to school. And so we'd like walk out around the corner and there was this big pine tree and we'd like go and then she'd turn it off and then she'd go, okay, come back. And she'd turn it on. And we would come back from school, and I'm using air quotes for school, and we would come home, and she'd be like, how was it? And we'd be like, it was amazing. We loved it. So it was, like, fully staged and right after each other. Like, so honestly, like, who the fuck is she fooling? Like, what editor is going to take a look at this and be like, we got coverage?
Wow.
She did the same thing in Disney World. We walked into the hotel. She turned it off with our luggage. We walked into the hotel. She got our reaction shots. We loved it.
Oh my God.
Turned it off. turned it back on and was like, how was your vacation? And we were like, it was amazing. She knew she would be overwhelmed at the end and was like stressed and didn't have time to record the reaction.
Why can't she wait until the actual end?
Until the vacation's over.
Because when I was in school, she'd be at work. So she wouldn't see us come home. And then on vacation, she's like, I know how stressful it is getting three kids on a fucking plane. Can't do it.
Wow.
So acting started young. Like acting started young.
Wow. Do you feel like because you were like, it was great, even though nothing happened, like it was great? You know what I mean? Like you kind of like.
Do you think what you're saying is, do you think she fed me a positive relationship to school through these fake
vacations?
Dare I say fake news?
This is fake news.
She definitely, like, I will say I'm very good about opening gifts and telling everybody I love it all the time. So,
now we know.
Yeah.
Now we know. So, if I open a gift from yours and I'm like, this is incredible, I love it so much, just like, no.
You're lying.
She's acting. No. I'm unimpressed by every gift I've received. I hate every gift that anyone has ever given me. So, don't worry about it. No, I'm kidding. I guess, like, I've always, I'm a pretty positive person. Yeah. So.
Oh.
Are you now? You wouldn't hear it from the way I was pissed about the...
No, I think you said it
in the most delightful, eloquent way.
Yeah, you're very positive.
Like, I'm so angry.
Yeah, I am pissed.
And I did a bat ma while I did
I'm so angry, but I still have sympathy for Trump.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you're like, I feel bad for the guy.
I know. I feel like I sound like a monster for saying I feel bad for
you
Trump.
You sound like a really good person.
Isn't
I
that
feel
funny
like
that now we
you.
Have to think of... Yeah.
Don't.
We have to. We have
he
to
deserves
judge
the most.
For being
he deserves all of the shit that people rain on him. Truly.
Okay.
But, yeah.
So.
No. But my mom definitely like. Yeah. I think my mom like. It was. I mean, I think too is like. My mom also, when we came home that night, I have videos of like my mom giving me, my brother, and sister interviews, about our first day of school, and it's so cute because I think like you see our little personalities in a way. You see my sister like lounging in a chair and my brother is like, I started third grade and it's so amazing. He didn't have a lisp, but I feel like you get the picture. And my sister is like sitting on a chair being like, and who's in your class, Jimmy? And he's like, Mom, tell her to stop.
That's really
so cute.
But my sister is just like sitting there like lounging and being like,
just like,
what
I'm
can
better
I say
than
to
all
fuck
of
his shit up.
Oh my god,
it's great. It's really
what
amazing.
Was your interview like?
My mom kept telling me to close my legs. I remember that.
Such a theme.
Carrie's
such
got
a theme.
Wide open.
It's such a theme. Carrie loves
I love it
moment. But I'm
it's
like
your
eating
constitutional
a banana.
Right, Carrie, to spread
that's
your
right
legs whenever you
well,
want.
My mom's fucking is confusing because in the interview, she's like, what underwear are you wearing? And I'm like, Lion King, and showing it. Oh. And then she's like, Carrie, close your legs. And I'm like, you just asked me what
underwear
I'm wearing.
What do you want? Yeah. What do you want from me?
Sounds like a trap, mom.
I know, but I was just eating a banana, living my best life. I mean, if I'm eating, like, I'm happy.
Oh, yeah.
So that's
do you guys watch these videos, like, like often? Or did you, like, bust them
do
out?
Do you still have them?
No, my dad had converted a lot of them to, like on the cloud or whatever. So it was really fun to revisit them. And I think with memories, what's funny is like how much
the video,
of it is
like
what you see in that or the video informing you.
Right.
But like there is a video of my mom, of my brother going to school and then coming back and telling her it's amazing. Like that's on there. It's so good. Oh, wow. It's so good. And clever. Like, cause my mom's like, my mom's efficient. She's like, let's get shit done. She loves – there's nothing I think that makes my mom feel better or happier than crossing shit off the to-do list, and that is a fact.
Is she a super mom?
Is
she
that
like
–
like, does it all, cleans, cooks,
yeah,
goes to work, takes
fucking
care
gorgeous,
of
you know? Like gets fucked, you know?
I think my parents are super parents because –
But you're dead. Sorry.
I don't love that vibe, but.
I don't know why I went there. It's disgusting.
Fucking relax. Sorry. That's my dad, Maggie. Relax. No, my parents, like, I mean, like, I really respect my parents in a really lovely way. Not in, like, a gross way where I'm like, Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
because I think that's fucking weird. My parents are always my parents. But my dad and my mom both worked really hard. They met at McDonald's.
Were they working
there? My
working
dad's,
or eating?
Yeah, my dad was a manager. This my mom was a grill girl.
So oh, my God. Oh my I'm God. Falling I'm over.
I can't.
How and precious.
My he dad grills started her a company, and my mom was the breadwinner for 5 years. Like, my dad didn't bring home a paycheck, and, like, but at the same time, my mom worked our whole lives, and she's like, the reason I could do it is because my dad was like equally participate. He cleans, he cooks. Like, my dad was a better cook than my mom, and so it was like, growing up, I had like a very balanced way of like, I think my both my parents contributed equally, and they were partners. Like, they're not.
Yeah.
It was nobody took advantage of the other. None of it was like a given. Like, you do the dishes, you do this. My mom loves laundry, so she does the laundry. Mm. But my dad was never like, it's not like, I guess, like, in terms of like archetypal family dynamic, I do think that my parents split it very evenly, and I feel very lucky that like both parents were
cannot
very
relate,
my
but
whole
that
life.
Is so nice.
Cannot relate. Listen, I the older I get, the more I really appreciate my family and my parents and what they did for us kids, and like how, you know, in spite of like, you know, I mean, listen, I'm a card-carrying feminist, and I don't literally have a card, relax, but I
yeah, show us your card.
I feel like my dad, maybe being on the conservative side, like he through his actions, he's always told us in many ways that like, to be a woman is not to live up to ideals that maybe society has set up for us. You know, he's always been, he's my dad's, believe it or not, he's a fucking feminist. He just might not identify
right.
it as one.
It does. It
does. That make sense?
Yeah.
Through his actions, I think, has been more powerful than him.
Yeah,
using the
I can't
word.
Tell if my dad is a feminist. I don't know what's going on there. Like, he fell
what
asleep
happening?
During the net, so I'm inclined to believe that he is not. I think he does not care.
He fell asleep during the net.
Oh, fuck.
That's good.
Do you feel like men only say they're feminists and they think that that means that they like when women come, they're like, I make a woman come, I'm a feminist.
1,000%.
I don't think my dad makes my
1,000%.
Like, that's definitely what's. That's.
Damn it.
But that's not what feminism is.
Like, or men say that, some men say that they're feminists because it gives them permission to be an asshole and be like, I'm just treating you equally.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Like, fuck just, off.
Like, I can't. Or, like, I can leave you because your sexuality, like, I mean, it's not dissimilar to, like, white women and their performative allyship. It's the same vibe of, like, men being like, I'm a fucking feminist.
Oh,
they still treat you that's like right. shit. They're still a fuck by, still a fuck boy. They're actually using feminism as a way to treat you like shit or, like, or subvert what
that's
they
right.
should fucking be doing in a lot
a
of ways.
1,000%. You know what I fucking hate when guys are like, oh, so you're a feminist, like, then why don't you buy your own drinks?
Yeah, I'm like, that's unacceptable.
Like,
sorry, like, you know?
Because that's not, first of all, I'm poor, and if I did have money, I would buy everyone in this fucking bar a drink, except you, you little piece of shit. I'm poor.
Shit.
That's why I personally, that's my
you
reason
little
for not
shit
having
bag.
Anyway.
Also, like, for the record, like, when I'm out with my friends and people I like,
yes,
I like
nice.
To buy a round of drinks.
Totally.
So the question
totally.
Is what is it about? Like,
do.
I actually feel like if you're a feminist, it's probably more powerful that you'll buy me a drink because you probably want to invest spending time with me and do something nice for me.
Yeah.
Don't conflate being an asshole with being a feminist because, honey, that ain't what,
you know what
that ain't what it
doing?
Is.
On dates, I started being like,
ecstasy?
Yeah. Wait, how'd you know? Because, yes. yeah. Honestly, I'm saving a lot of drugs for my 30s. I'm really excited. I'm going to start doing drugs in my 30s.
Is this your 30th birthday tomorrow?
No, I'm going to be 29. I'm going to be 29.
Although, I think you're
Carrie's like, now I have to go.
You're turning 28. I just don't think quarantine birthdays count. Fully.
You're so right. I mean, I've accomplished absolutely nothing in this year. So, you know, it's like no time has passed at all. You know,
girl, you started a podcast. Get
That's
real.
That's true.
Get with it.
That's true. You're right. Wait a second. Okay, I'm really successful. Okay. but I started being on dates. Like, I started being like, you gonna get this? Like, cause you know, you probably should. You know, I've said
this
that. You know,
honestly,
damn.
I can't. I'll just buy drinks for both of us, and then like I I am not good at dating. Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know how to date. I'm not good at it. I've never been good at it.
I mean, I'm not good at it either, but I definitely do it a lot because I enjoy, like, the weirdness of it all, you know?
Well, also, you're fearless. Yeah. I have such fear.
No, I'm afraid of getting killed, rape,
what fear, Carrie? What are you talking about?
Who cares? Yeah, I'm down, but I am scared of that.
Well, I feel like, you know what? I was talking to my therapist.
season.
Party,
oh my God.
Season, baby. Season yes. us with your love.
And I was like, the thing is like dating, I just don't want to do it because like I want I want it to be worth it. And the thing is when I go out and it's not worth it, it's so fucking frustrating.
I know
and
what
it,
you mean.
Yeah. Especially right? It's like safety. It's like none of this is worth it.
Yeah.
Ugh, who the fuck
I know.
Knows?
I got to stop going out with strangers. Mm. Like I it's just like...
You good,
I think it's
Maggie.
Funny.
I love the
like, I'm
I
just like,
I think we all do. I think people don't listen to this for the memories, but it's like, hey, Maggie, what hijinks have you gotten in lately?
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, I almost died. And that guy, I hope you told that story about the guy in Queens.
Oh,
in
my
podcast.
God. I told Jess about it. Well, this guy. Yeah, he could have been. You know, that story is really depressing. I don't want to break down the mood.
We're not gonna bring it up, but I got to tell you. Maggie's inevitable book deal, whenever it comes in, is going to be about her dating life. And honestly,
yeah,
like, I'm giving it my pen. I have no clout. No one cares what I think. So I will give you a blurb right now before I read
That's
it.
False.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? False.
Thank you. I mean, I do
welcome.
Feel like I have been through a lot. And I feel like dating is just like, I just like... I wonder if I'll ever find love, but you know, if I don't, like, that's gonna suck. But I wanted to be like, no, it's gonna be fine. But no, that would be bad. But I also am like, I gotta pack it in. This is the other thing. It's like I gotta have like a lot of sex because I'm gonna get old and no one's gonna want to fuck me. You know what I mean? Like. Is that
I,
not
that's
true?
Not true, and
that's
I actually hope that I hope the older I get, the more comfortable I am in my body, that maybe the sex will be better.
Okay, that's a good way to look
like
at
like
that.
I think like, yeah. What'd you say?
Are you 30 yet, Carrie?
Girl, I'm 31.
Nice.
She's prime,
oh,
baby.
Yeah.
She's a prime number.
Oh my God.
You are prime. I feel like Maggie and I are both looking forward to our 30s.
Yeah, and I have not
sexual.
Found that.
Okay.
Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I've had some really bad sex in my 30s. So like,
yeah, is this
let's
just a
be
myth?
Honest.
Like, is this
here?
A myth? Like, are we gonna reach our
I
sexual prime
just,
in
like,
our 30s? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. We're just having something to look forward to. Carrie, are all the women sexes, are they supposed to be in their 30s?
We
they're
fact
like 34.
That is correct. Except for Samantha.
She's like
Samantha. I think like.
They're
I think 34? Samantha probably. I think Samantha probably starts being like 38, 40.
I think you're right
like,
because in the movie
she's older.
She turns 50, like in you know. So like she's.
Oh
you know.
Yeah.
She
yeah,
turns 50, but is she actually 50 at that?
I don't
probably.
Know.
I don't know because she repeats turning. Age. Who the fuck knows?
Oh yeah, please
give
do
us
it.
A Samantha. We love your Samantha.
Darling, don't even. It's fabulous.
So good.
Yes.
Oh, my God. You transported me. That was amazing.
I haven't done her in so long. Did I tell you I got offered to do a show in Abu Dhabi in the
you
middle of the pandemic?
You did tell me. That's crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my God, Carrie. I did not know that. Why aren't you there right now?
For the record, I opted out because I literally would be leaving in 3 days. And
Whoa.
I was like, you know what? I don't think this is safe.
Do you think
I just
that,
don't think this is the smart thing
do you
to
think
do.
That
for the record, I'm afraid to take public transportation.
Right.
I don't think a 12-hour flight is going to be
yeah,
good
that
for
would
my
be
brain.
So
you're right. You're
oh
right.
My God. Yeah. Like, wait, but do you think that the women in Abu Dhabi like liked the movie, the second movie? Because the second movie was like so fucked up, right? Like,
I have a secret for you.
Okay.
I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I've not seen
oh,
the second
wait,
movie.
Wait, you did tell me that. I forgot that.
You haven't
okay.
seen the second movie yet?
I don't think I can.
It's
honestly,
so
like, and if anybody from Sex and the City Property hears me, like, I'm going to apologize. Like, thank you for letting me perform the show. But, like, real talk, the part of Sex and the City that made it so important and fun and special is, like, that
New
it
York
takes place
City.
In New York.
Yeah, I know.
So when the movies existed,
know,
it was like, I know
totally.
What we'll do. We'll take all of them away from the thing that makes it
yeah.
work. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also, let's Mm-mm. be racially a little insensitive.
Oh, yeah.
Very
oh, yeah.
insensitive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what you do so well in your show is you point out all the sexism and all the racism.
Yeah.
Just by being like, this part was racist.
And people are like, ooh, how crazy.
Yeah. It's such a problematic show in a lot of ways. Yeah.
Everything in the 90s. Friends is a problematic show.
Oh, yeah.
But
totally. I watch it every day. You know?
But, so problematic. But at the same point, like The Office now, people are saying that's a problematic show.
Is
it? Because it's like.
What?
Parts of it.
Okay. Parts of it. Parts of it.
Right? But I think that like.
Yeah.
I think that might have been 30
Rock. Well,
there's
a 30 Rock episode, but also there is blackface. It's when they do, it's later on when they do the Dutch Christmas or the Dutch Christmas or the German Christmas where they have the, like, Santa's helper is in blackface.
Oh, wow.
And they have him in it. And all, so either way, like, Sex and the City is super problematic, but that doesn't mean that it was not an important stepstone to get to things like Girls and Way More.
Okay, last, you want to hit us like with
we have to do, we have to get back to the actual thing of the
podcast.
Two
more,
like,
two
is
more
that what
memories.
You're saying?
Two more.
Yeah, hit us with two, if you want to do like one and a side mem, whatever segue that you have up your sleeve, go for it.
Okay, cool. All right, so I'll do a dream that I had when I was a kid that I remember.
I fucking love a childhood dream.
Okay, these are the next two, these are the last two I'll give. Okay, so there's two dreams that I remember so vividly. But I'll share this one. It was, I'm very afraid of sharks. I have an irrational fear, and that, like, even when I'm swimming in a pool, I'm like, well, this is it. This is for me. I saw Jaws way too fucking young. But the dream was, is I remember fishing. I never fished. Fishing with my mom and my dad, or my sister and my dad, and a shark eating me, swallowing me.
Whoa.
But it was like very like Jonah and the whale where I could see out of the shark's gills.
God.
So the shark swallows me and like Jonah and the whale, I'm alive and I can see out of the gills of the shark and I see my sister and my dad look at each other, shrug and walk
my God.
Away.
Wow. This is an amazing dream. You would have this repeatedly?
No, I had it once, and it's
and you remember it so
stayed
well.
With me.
Wow.
Like, stayed with me.
That's crazy. Oh my God.
So I saw them like shrug and walk away.
Right.
It was dark.
That's
it was
so
dark.
Time. Oh my God, I love it. I love a dark dream.
Do you remember waking up and being like, terrified?
Yeah, I remember. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the act of waking up, but I remember like, I always think when you have these dreams. That you remember, like, they clearly have a big ol' effect on you. Right? In a similar related dream that I'll share, because that was a tiny one, I'll just share this dream, was one time I was in my house, and the inside of it was all tie-dyed, right?
Oh, cool.
So, like, my weird childhood home, tie-dyed. And a guy in the scream mask was chasing me.
Oh, my God.
And I remember, like, running away, but in a dream, you feel like you're running through water.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
And I remember my brother and sister were like, come on, Carrie, we gotta go. And I just remember stopping, falling to the ground, and going, tell mom I love her.
Oh, shit. You just gave up. Oh, my God.
I fucking fully... And that's
totally
where I was
quit.
Like, if someone, I've never been a good runner. I'm a terrible
neither.
Runner.
Oh my God,
people make fun of me for running.
Incredible.
But I remember being like, I fucking gave up in that dream.
Yeah.
And those two dreams, like, are dreams from my childhood that I'm like, yeah, no, I fucking remember that.
Do you think that when you reflect on those dreams that was who you were as a child, or you see it as the same person that you are as an adult?
Ooh, such a deep question, Jessal. I love it. If I'm going to get, like, equally deep, I would say that, like, that is still very much a part of me. That, like, I don't believe I've changed so drastically that part of me is DEAD dead. But I think there was, like, some shit there.
Oh, my God.
That, like,
bring it up to season.
I got to talk to season about. Like, I think insecurities and fear and, like, giving up. Like, I don't know. It's, like, feels
totally.
Like all of them probably were based in anxiety and feeling like, what next? So, I don't know what those dreams mean. I feel like most kids, you know, when you're like, I don't belong, or they don't like me, or
yeah,
I don't know, maybe like that.
Interesting. I have a lot of dreams now of like, oh, you know, yeah. I'm on a sinking ship and it's on fire, and you know, it's just like, but mm-hmm. I usually escape. But yeah.
Ooh. My dreams deal with like existential crises nowadays where it's like, you cheated on your friend's boyfriend. You cheated with your friend's boyfriend and you have to tell them. I've had that dream before and it was fucking terrifying. Like I woke up in a cold sweat.
Sorry, I've had dreams where I sleep with somebody's boyfriend and make the girl watch, you know, like,
oh, God.
And I'm like, yeah, bitch, look at this. He chose me. I mean, it's psycho. You know, I don't know what's going on there.
Clearly, you and I have just like different psyches.
I guess so.
Mine is just like, one of them is like, I told Quinn it was with Matt. And I remember being like, what the fuck happened?
That's weird. And that's weird. Yeah.
I was freaked the fuck out by it. I hated it.
Yeah, that's creepy.
And then I have one more memory.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go for it. Right? Yeah.
I have one more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hit us, baby.
Please.
Hit us with it. When I was a kid, I used to ask my mom, like, every day, is it the first day of the evening?
What?
And she'd be like, where the fuck did you learn that? Because, like, one, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It need not apply to any language. And I remember being like, my mom told me. And she was like, I never said that. And I was like, no, my other mom.
Whoa.
When I was a kid, I talked about my other parents. So, like, I remember, like, as, like, a kid, like, five, I'd be like, my bedtime is 8:30. And she'd be like, no, it's not. I go, yes, it is. My mom told me. Again, she'd be like, I never did. And I'm like, not you, my other mom.
Are you possessed, Carrie?
I don't know if I believe in, like, multiple lives, but I will say this. Mm. My sister, she and I shared a room together, and I would talk in my sleep, mm-hmm. and I spoke in Spanish in my sleep.
Wow.
Apparently. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever take a term for that?
And no one in my life really speaks Spanish. I mean, I remember Barney did, like, the Spanish ABCs, but, like, not frequently enough that I could put the alphabet together to make full sentences. Yeah.
There's this term xenoglossy. It means like, okay, you just know languages, but like from a past life. And like past life regressionists can hypnotize you so that you can like speak in Chinese, but like you don't know Chinese, but you know it from your past life. So that's it. That explains that.
That explains that. Because the thing is like, this is going to sound like a humble brag. Mm-hmm. Spanish I have picked up not easily, mm-hmm. but I've retained it more than I probably should have. Like, I only really took high school Spanish, and I am not fluent. Like, I think it's very important to note I am not fluent. My verbs are shit. Mm. Yeah, conjugation, no. Mm.
Okay.
But, like, I could hold a conversation.
Yeah, if you went mm-hmm. to Mexico.
In Spanish.
You could order.
Fairly, like, not, like, you know, it's, again, it's not good. It's broken, right. But, like, compared to other folks who have the same amount of education, I speak it a little bit
better. Say it. You speak it better, yeah.
I speak it better.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like, because when I went to Spain, like I traveled by myself a couple years ago to Spain, and I could like sit at a bar and have a conversation with
in
people.
España.
I love it.
In España.
I mean,
and
you,
it was so fun.
You probably were a Spanish princess. You know, or like some kind of, you know, like I believe it.
Do you think I'm Queen Catherine of Aragon?
Yeah.
The OG wife of Henry VIII.
You know what? Carrie, we would love to add that to your intro the next time we She is Queen Catherine.
I'm Catherine of Aragon.
Spanish.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I hope I'm, like, at least someone cool from Spain as opposed to, like, a horrible colonizer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that would not be fun. Right. That's not ideal.
You know, there's this great book about past lives called Many Lives, Many Masters. Have you guys heard of this book? It's, like,
yes.
Yeah, it's really interesting. And that's where I learned about the xenoglossy thing with, like, speaking Chinese when you're hypnotized. But
yes, I've heard of that.
It's a great book. And it also says that, like, you know, when you really hate someone, it's like they killed you in a past life, you know? So there you go.
Oh, God. I have one person I'm thinking of right now that I'm like, they for sure fucked me up in a past life.
Like, if you have a bad boyfriend who, like, kind of sucks and he's, like, mean to you, like, he probably murdered you in a war, like, you know, 500.
Or maybe you murdered his family and he's just, like, taking his aggression out on you. Like, maybe why aren't we always any of the wrongdoings? Like,
anyone can be guilty of murder in a past life.
And I think that's what we came here to tell you, is that anyone can be guilty of murder in
a past life. Totally, totally. The book really made me believe every single word. I was like,
well, that's the one thing I don't know. And this can maybe go to, like, Spanish speakers all across the world, is, like, when I say the first day of the evening, does that translate to anything in Spanish? Like, is there a meaning there? Like, this thing that I – and my mom is like – because it's such a random, the first day of the evening.
That's really weird.
So when I was in Mexico at the start of the year, before the world crumbled, we had a server who was trying to explain to us fresh squeezed orange juice, but he couldn't think of the phrase. So he said, it's a juice made in the moment.
I love
that. And so truly, it was the greatest moment.
Made in the moment.
And that's he said, beautiful. Made in the moment. So, like, juice made in the moment to us would be like, what are you talking about? But, like, that's his way of being like, fresh squeeze. So, it's a phrase. So, maybe something like that is what it translates to, you know?
Like, I'm curious, is like, if it's like the first day of whatever it is, what if it was like Dia de los Muertos, like Day of the Dead style shit?
You're scaring
me. It was like the first day of the evening, like the Dia de los, like the day of the
Every
dead.
Every day is Halloween, is probably what it means.
Or, like, maybe it's, like, bitch, I'm trying to converse that I am of a past life and I'm a spirit coming back. Like, I would love to lie. I don't know the date, but I would love it if I actually said it on November
1st. Yeah.
Have you had...
Carrie, I think you are a spirit.
I think, yeah. Do you, like, have you had, like, ghost encounters? Like, do you believe... Okay, okay.
No. No, but I did do shrooms once and... with my ex-boyfriend, and he was going through a really tough trip. Like, he was crying, and he thought he was gonna, like, guide me through it.
Other way around.
I was, like, living my best life. I loved it. I was like, I am one with the earth. I am happy, healthy, safe. And I looked at him, and he was having a tough go at it. And I looked at him, and I was like, I know why you're upset. And he was like, why? And I was like, because I'm a god, and you're not.
Oh, shit. That's it. That explains it.
That's hilarious.
It.
And it was, and again, it's very important for me to acknowledge that, like, it was not a monotheistic vibe. Like, God was a status. It was not, like, the end-all be-all. It was basically, like, I was being, like, I'm one life away from nirvana. Like, you have a little bit of ways to go.
Yeah. Or you were really
fully
just,
on
you
shrooms.
Are a god.
He's crying, and I tell him that I'm a god, and he's not. And he was like, "I'm a god too." And I go, maybe
"Oh
one day.
My god! Wow, this sounds.
I can't believe I'm still single. It's really.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Maybe everyone you've ever dated has murdered you in your past life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone. They're not. That's why. You know what? That's what it is. That's why they're so far away.
Yeah.
They don't want to get near me. No one wants to get near Carrie. I feel like I have, like, a radius. I like to think the only way I like to, like, tell myself is people are like, people don't want to be with me because they'd get too serious with me. And, like, they are not ready
for
it.
That's valid.
Well, it's.
I don't think that's it. I think that's me trying to make myself feel better.
I say the same thing about myself. I'm like, I'm alone because people are intimidated and jealous of who I am. And that's just not, that is not the reality. But I think it might be for you, you know?
I never said intimidated or jealous. I said that I am desirable that they want to be with me forever.
And they can't handle that, right?
Which is arguably worse.
Right.
Which is arguably more awful and
cocky
and asshole-y.
Okay, so this happens to me a lot on dating apps. I will – they'll be like, do you have Instagram? And I'm like, yeah, here we go, you know. And I give them my Instagram, and then they block me. And I'm like, okay. You know, they're just – they are scared of what they feel. You know, like they're
because
too into
the same
me.
With
they're
your jobs when you
me.
Apply to jobs,
What's
Maggie.
That? What?
When you have songs that are like – and pictures of, like, dead dolls that you create as art on your walls.
I understand. Like, I get that, like, my Instagram, like, is, like, mildly disturbing. Like, it's, you know, like, it's fine. I mean, that's who I am. If you can handle it, you know, but, yeah, a lot of guys block me a lot.
Yeah. Well, I think it's one of those things, too, is I wish I was able to, like, approach guys like, this is me. Take it or leave it, baby. Like, what you're doing is so, dare I say it, brave.
Yeah.
It's not.
Whereas for me, I'm fully like, let me be cool and calm and, like, totally normal and, like,
no,
super
chill. No, I do that
kind
of, too.
And they're still like,
yeah, I
no, thank you. Hard. That's going to be
like,
a no for
I've
me,
learned
dog.
My lesson, like, after getting blocked. A few times I'm like, okay, maybe I should not tell them my Instagram or tell them anything about my life, like, you know, like,
you should make a fake Instagram
that.
You should like
should.
Catfish
actually,
yourself
that's so
you
right
catfish
there
yourself.
Are certain guys like on dating apps that it's like, okay, I just want to have sex with you, I don't want you to know my last name, I don't want you to know any of my friends, none of them, you know, I want you to be like my private little fuck boy, you know. And so I guess I could create like a really basic Instagram where I'm just like apple picking, like, you know, in like a hot.
Yeah, we do like, yeah, we do like very like, yeah, like
yes.
Lada filters,
and like every,
like, really,
like
pumpkins,
yeah, every caption
coffee
is like,
in the morning.
You know, summer, sun emoji, you know, like, and it's just, that's it. That's it.
Yeah. Or like you do like throw a Bible verse in there to like really kind of freak them out in that way, like figure out, be like. To thine
oh
own
God.
Self be true,
totally.
Like for a little
but I look
Shakespeare,
like really
and
slutty.
Like, and while you're reading a book, like
I look like a whore,
really slutty, and then like be like, I love Shakespeare. I love to read, and it's
wait,
just like a book
such
covering
a good
your
idea.
Tits.
Like I'm like so legitimately okay. into this idea. I'm like, I'm gonna do this. Okay, I'm excited.
I'll help you curate. I got
speaking
it.
Speaking of social,
oh yeah, Carrie,
Carrie,
please
plug us in
and plug anything else you have going on.
Plug
your podcast
us in.
As well.
Plug your show.
Oh, right.
Plug all of Abu Dhabi, yes. even though you're not there.
Plug Abu Dhabi. I won't be there. It was the Dubai. It's a Dubai comedy
so
festival,
cool.
and I will not be there next week. So wild. My Instagram is Carrie Ipema, KerryIpema. Mm. Find me on all the socials. I'm not very active on it, let's be honest. I have a show, One Woman, Sex in the City. I have another show called Six Chick Flicks or A Legally Blonde Pretty Woman Dirty Danced on the Beaches or Writing a Notebook
yes.
on the Titanic.
So good.
Those are coming to a theater near you when we can get back to it.
Love it.
And in the meantime, I have a podcast called Truly Darkly Creepy.
Yes.
It's a true crime comedy podcast that I host with Quinlan Posner. And it's we tell spooky stories. We chat. It's a gay old time.
We should have Quinn and Poe
so
on the
fun.
Podcast.
You should
we should interview
Koa
as what are his memories
right.
now?
Yeah. What are your earliest memories?
Because he's 1 year old.
And Quinn has some freaky memories.
She,
I feel like she would be
have
a really
like,
dope guest.
Yeah.
And she has a microphone. So I'd have to set her up because she doesn't totally know how
oh
to do it.
She's cool. She's told me some. Oh, sorry. Now I'm like, let's keep the podcast going.
No. Sorry. Oh, maybe.
Sorry. I'm so lonely. We have to do another hour.
I don't want the internet to go out again.
Right.
I know. I love you, Carrie. Thank
Carrie,
you so
thank you
much for,
doing for the show.
Joining us today.
It was so great
thank
to have
you. Thank
you
guys so
oh, yeah.
much for having me. I adore both
oh,
of you,
God.
And I'm so glad that the world gets
you.
To hear you
oh,
both.
Oh my God, the
us
world
is so lovely and wonderful.
We
yeah,
the
because
world
this is
to
a worldwide. This is on the World Wide Web.
It's exciting.
Thank you,
thank
listeners.
You guys.
We are so grateful that you keep coming back.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I love you.